to 10.
Who are you?
Terrorist, you racist, is that what you're saying?
Who are you, sir?
That's what it means, doesn't it? That's what it means.
Who are you?
What, 9/11?
What's your name?
There's not a difference, it's a sovereign state.
My name's Kevin Jackson.
Who are you?
Are you a representative or congressman?
No, I'm not.
Who do you represent?
Myself. We're personal citizens.
We're citizens of the United States.
And you're in favor of the war on Iraq?
I am in favor of Iraq being liberated from 1.5 million people that have died at the hands of Saddam Hussein. And you know what? Most congressmen and congresswomen agree that Saddam Hussein is not the person that needs to be in charge of that country.
That's true for a lot of countries, don't you think? Are we going to liberate every country that has a dictator?
I don't think anybody's discussing about anything but Iraq here.
So why Iraq?
If they terrorize our country, we should.
Did Iraq terrorize the United States?
Did Iraq? Well, he's part of the Al-Qaeda. All those people that, you know...
I think that it was established that Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with Iraq. Do you believe that Iraq and Al-Qaeda is one of the same?
I think a lot of that will come out in the next 30 days. I think we're going to have to wait and see.
But why do we go there on an assumption that there is a connection when we don't, when we agree that you don't really know that there's a connection?
You know, there's one thing about this country that makes it free and gives us the opportunity for this day to happen, which I think this is great. This is part of democracy. I think you can agree with that. That in our nation, you all don't have to worry about being arrested, and I don't have to worry about getting beat up, and that's good. Wait a second.
Do you think that?
Hold on. That's a good thing about this nation.
Unless you're Arab.
You know, in Iraq, unfortunately, the people don't get a chance to do what you guys are doing here, and that's sad.
Have you been there? Have you ever been to Iraq?
I haven't been there, but I've been to many other countries.
Okay. Like what country?
I won't discuss it. Okay. But the bottom line here is,
do you think that George Bush should talk to Saddam Hussein on public TV and have a debate with him?
I can't answer for President Bush.
Why, do you ask George Bush that he should talk to Saddam Hussein face to face and discuss those issues?
I'd like to see that personally.
Okay, so then you don't think we should go and kill people before we talk to them, right?
One second, I'm trying to address all your questions. You know what? I have a 16-year-old daughter. She was 18. She would go. That's right. You know what? I can only speak about what's in my heart. You have. I don't know.
Well, one at a time, please. One at a time.
Your heart is black. Nice talking to you. Take care, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
It's nice to see someone. It's not just yelling. It's an actual dialogue.
You know what? I have fought for my country. You know, I'm an Army colonel in the reserve still. And I have fought so we can have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and these things. And I'd like to see the Iraqi people have that. I really would. Somewhere along the line. I'd like to see that too.
So you don't think that we should have given all this money to Saddam Hussein to fight the Iranian?
You know, I can't speak of what happened there 20 years ago.
But that was our government, right? I mean, there's a continuity, right? We're one country.
I wasn't part of the state. Whoa. I wasn't part of the state.
But you were a colonel and you did the war. Where did you go to war? Where did you go to war?
I've been in the Army since 1973.
Did you fight any war, sir? Did you fight any war?
What's that?
Did you fight any war?
I have been in the line of battle.
Where?
I won't say.
Why? I mean, how are we to believe you? I mean, you sound like you're saying you've been fighting wars and you're encouraging that we should go and fight a war, but you can't even say what you want.
First of all, I've never said, I'm not here to encourage a war. I'm here to, I believe that Saddam Hussein has proven to his own people that he has a disregard for human life. Okay? All right, bye now. Take care.
Should we bring the boys home?
It's a shame that if you were in Iraq right now, you would be taken away and tortured and killed.
I have been in Iraq. I've been to Iraq.
Wait a minute.
You've been to Iraq?
Yes, 3 years.
Would you like to respond that? Do you think Iraq is a dictatorship, that the people have no freedom whatsoever?
All Arabic dictator, not only Saddam. Did he have ability to take all Arabic leader? He has ability to take all Arabic leader. All Arabic leader is dictator. Right. Yeah. Is that right? Who is Saddam? Right. Why now?
Saddam is it.
Do you think a war makes America safer? Do you think,
Do you know how many? Wait a second. Do you know how many resolutions there's been?
It's absolutely true.
Do you know how many resolutions?
Okay.
But do you know how many problems we have here?
What about the resolution against Israel?
How much?
Do you approve that Israel is violating a resolution by the United Nations and we're doing nothing about it?
You know what? I can't comment on that one because I'm really not.
So you're very selective in your attacks on who's violating resolutions. No. If there is a resolution by somebody
here, we're not talking about Israel today.
You don't think it's related? You think it's not connected?
Uh-huh.
Do you think Saddam Hussein and what's happening in Iraq is not connected with the Middle East, Israel, and oil? Do you think it's all separate? It's just about human rights in Iraq.
There are interconnections, but you know what? Nobody should not have the ability to do what's happening right now, which I think is good in America, that we can stand and say what we want. And I would love to see every country have that opportunity.
How many people will die in Iraq when we're going to attack and throw those massive bombs?
Good question.
I don't know. I'm not.
Do you care?
You need to know.
I care about everybody. I care about every life.
Would you rather that we solve this thing peacefully and call back the boys so that they don't go and kill people and then live with it?
Do you know one of the reasons, and you may not agree with this, but that's okay. One of the reasons that there are improvements in destroying some of those missiles and some other things is because of troops within the proximity.
Okay.
Even Iraq has agreed to that. Sometimes you have to come up to a certain level, you know, and you know what? I pray that we don't have to go to war.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, if...
Should the U.S. destroy their own missiles?
Our own missiles?
Yes.
Here our missiles have to do... We don't have a resolution against our country.
Why? We forced our resolution, but do you think that the U.S. is going to use...
The U.N. forced that resolution, not the United States. Okay? The entire U.N. forced that resolution that said over a dozen years ago that they are not supposed to have these missiles. Okay? And they denied them repeatedly year after year after year. And finally, they got caught. And you know what? I think that's good. You know?
You think you win this war?
Excuse me, sir?
Win this war? All the world, they hate America if this war happened. All the world. The only Saddam Hussein dictator in the Middle East. All Arabic world. Right. Bullshit
it's
leader.
It's not
the same. Only Saddam Hussein dictator. Yeah.
I'm trying to. There's a lot of noise.
Only Saddam Hussein dictator.
He says Saddam is not the only dictator. Do you think the U.S. should solve all the problems?
Well, number one is we don't have the responsibility as our nation to solve every problem in the world.
Especially with our tax dollars when we don't have good schools, right? We should bring the money home. We should not spend that kind of money on trying to solve other people's problems, right?
Our military, if you look at history all the way through, yeah, and you know what? Wouldn't that be great?
What? Excuse me? Are we going to be safer after this war as a people, as a nation? 6 months from now, 3 years from now, do you think? My brother's there now, and I'm concerned. He's there. He doesn't want to be there. He feels like he's a pawn. He actually feels trapped like a pawn away from his family right now. He's a doctor in the Navy, and he's stuck there.
My wife can tell you, I'll be leaving my family.
And
my family doesn't want me to go there either.
Okay, I am from Egypt. You can change the Mubarak regime?
Excuse me?
I am from Egypt. Okay. You have ability to change the Mubarak regime?
I'm going to change. He doesn't like Mubarak in Egypt. Do you think the U.S. should change him?
No, hey,
Who understands America's friend?
He's a friend of America.
Yeah, he's under some America.
Right.
If he against America, he's enemy. He's dictator.
He's a dictator too.
Absolutely.
And he's supported by the U.S. Can you see a contradiction there? He's saying that Mubarak is a dictator. He puts people in jail, and we do nothing about it. We support.
Uh-huh. There's a difference. I think there's a difference.
Why is there a difference?
What country has Mubarak attacked?
Wait.
What country have they attacked? Like Kuwait was attacked. Like other countries were attacked.
Has Mubarak attacked anybody?
Okay, Mubarak not attack anybody. But if Mubarak is devil, I am not let you to touch Mubarak. It's up to me, not up to you.
Okay.
I am Egyptian man.
Okay.
If I like Mubarak or not. I am not let you get in Egyptian land.
And
you die if you get in Egyptian land.
Understand.
It's up to Egyptian people.
I really want to know as an American.
Okay. Let me address this and then I'll go there, okay? And we're just walking to go to the museum here, folks. But thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk. I agree with your point.
Yes.
Because there hasn't been an invasion of other countries.
We love peace.
You're at peace.
We love peace.
Yes, yes. And that's the difference.
Why you be enemy to American people?
Can you answer our question?
Will we be safer? You know what?
I have children.
You know what? I know. I have a 5-year-old. I have an 8-year-old. And I'm going. Hold on. If we knew the answer to that, we would take the right, 100% the right course. I don't think anybody knows that. We can only hope and pray that what we do. Well, after 18 resolutions, if you look at it, we might have done that. We might be working on a 19th right now. That's why the bombing didn't happen last week.
Will you take responsibility if it gets worse?
Well, I personally, I'm not making the decisions over.
I mean, it is your tax money. I mean, we're taking responsibility to stop this.
But I will tell you that the bottom line here is, if there is a regime changed in Iraq, the responsibility of Americans must clearly be to feed, clothe, and provide medical humanitarian aid to that country.
Did you do that in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah,
yes, why, we have done it in Afghanistan. We have,
why United States feels to is responsible for the whole world? Not, those people, nobody comes to the United States and say, let's pick up your president. Is American people decide who they want. It's the same for any other country in the world. People has to decide who they want, who they want. And one, second, if your culture is good for you,
it may not be good for somebody else.
Think it may not be good for other countries?
This is a good point, folks. Listen on up, because I lived in other countries, and sometimes...
Like where?
I've lived in Europe, in some place in Europe.
Europe is like America.
But wait a minute, please. There were sometimes that I had to go into a different language because I was embarrassed at the behavior of other Americans abroad. So I understand what you're saying, okay? And I think that if more Americans would understand cultures elsewhere, we might be able to get further in some of these negotiations and things.
And second thing,
you understand.
30 years, you understand. He's been in 3 wars, highly decorated. You're wrong. He's absolutely opposed to this war. He does not want our young boys to be turned into killers and aggressors.
His children,
his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, their lives will never be the same because of it. We're going to be haunted by terrorism because of it.
And that's why we all in America...
An elder person who has a lot more experience in it.
Listen, there are other free countries and there's other dictatorship, but we thank you very much. Okay,
thank
for engaging the dialogue.
Thank you
the
very much.
People over there were not very nice to us, but thank you.
Okay, well, you know what?
And you keep talking
to
young people.
We need more dialogue
right
there.
You need to talk to these young people because I think they know a lot that maybe you haven't overlooked. There's a lot of things that these young people know because they talk to people.
And you know what?
My 80-year-old father agrees with me. He's opposed to this war. He is a highly decorated soldier. He's a warrior. He's been in 3 wars. West Point, very intelligent man. He's older and wiser. He's absolutely against this war.
Would you be willing to discuss with him?
Suicide.
With him?
Turn our young boys into aggressors and killers and murderers.
Give the men the full number.
And his grandchildren.
No.
Yeah. Class
no, and
43. January 43.
I have to give you a lot of credit for dialoguing. For dialoguing in a very, in fact, all of you, for thank you for dialoguing in a respectful manner. Excuse me.
Palestine and Israel.
Would you like to comment on that? It's like I'm up with the State Department, and I'm not, guys. I worked for NASA here in the Justice Department and other things,
and nobody's scared. And you're going to be in other trouble. So.
Okay, you take care now. Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Take care. Bye now.